Guys, what's going on, man? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Respected Podcast, man. It is Saturday. It is very early in the morning. I'm so grateful to be here. And wow, man, today we got a very interesting topic. We're going to be talking about emotional fitness. But before we actually get into it, man, how was your week? Did you feel vibrant? Did you feel joyful? Did you feel happy? Or were you lean more towards upset and doubt and anger and frustration? See, I can tell you guys right now, throughout the week, yes, we always have those ups and downs. But today, I just want to talk about the emotional fitness aspect of it because I know that even though we have those ups and downs, we still are in control of how we react to situations. So let me give you an example of this. But before I ask it, well, before I actually give you an example, what does emotional fitness mean for you, right? You know, if you look at your body in general, we could work out our body to strengthen our muscles, right? To increase our cardio for a number of different things. But when it comes mentally and emotionally, people just play victim. They have no idea how capable and strong they are or how strong they can actually make themselves. So how do we even know what emotional fitness is? Well, you're going to have to ask yourself, what is it for you? And I want to go way beyond talking about the valence and intensity, right? Are you more leaning towards the positive thoughts or negative thoughts, the intense thoughts or the subtle thoughts? In general, these are the emotions, and we have different intensities of them. You can have too intense, you can have just the right, or not intense enough. So, are the emotions you're feeling right now, are they reaction or intention? The ones I sense, are they in reaction mode, such as are you being defensive or am I being defensive? Feeling like I need to respond to everything kind of happens when, for the first time, maybe in 2 weeks or maybe even 3 weeks, I looked at comments on Instagram and, you know, there's some viral videos and there's always racist comments towards like Black people and stuff like that. And IG does nothing to them. And then it's crazy because my reaction towards that, it was completely out of sight, out of mind for 2, 3 weeks until I started going back into that bad habit. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, this is producing too much anxiety and anger, looking at these disgusting trolls being able to do this. And the next, you know, my account gets suspended, right? And so this also happens with students, right? And, you know, sometimes I do react to situations such as what is it, the Costa Rican student I had that I said, hey, listen, now after your attitude, get the fuck out of my face, take your money, get out of here. But the thing is, I didn't want to sit across or ever see her again for as long as I live. I could give an absolute damn. You know what's funny? Anytime you take toxic people out of your life, so many other fantastic ones come streamlined and right into your life. And so I could use intention and bring that to the front of my mind every single day in appreciation, right? And I could flood my mind, my emotional body with the sensation of gratitude and love. So over this past week, were you overly reactive or were emotions downstream, I don't know, positive? That's consciousness, okay? And so let's break into this. I'm gonna give you this number one right here. Are emotions dividing or comparing? Whatever you're feeling right now, is it causing separateness or connection? So I would always go to the Thai gyms, okay, the little boutique gyms. And at the time, I would look at these women, they're extraordinarily beautiful. But it just felt like every time I went there, I felt like, okay, well, I just feel like when I'm around these types of people, there's bad energy. It feels like there's separation. Although I'm in the same room, I feel like I'm not good enough. I feel like I'm not this or that. And so I say, you know what, to hell with this. You know, so when I actually go to, you know, just a normal standardized gyms and stuff like that, I'm so zero-eyed, I'm so focused, I don't look at anyone. I go in there, I do my job, I get the hell out of there. And so, but a lot of people, they are like, oh, you know, I'm afraid. That's not emotional fitness. See, to generate love for yourself and that compassion and empathy for others, you can't compare yourself to other people's lives. That's why between 2018 and 2019, I used to follow a lot of these, you know, these millionaire people that I actually met at the gym and saw their big houses, the beautiful condos, the relationships, and this and that. And I would always feel like I had to compare myself. Why do you guys think I have never followed a Hollywood star ever? One, because they're out of touch.
They are followed by hundreds of millions of people. I'm good. I'm not going to be another one of those followers. I'm going to be a follower and a leader for myself. I'm going to look at my life more through my own lens, and I'm going to look at other people's lives and judge them by what they do. Ooh, see what I mean? Empathy for myself. I don't compare myself to anybody. I'd rather look at things that unite me and make me grow. The next one, are your emotions gearing towards selfishness or service? Being greedy, are you trying to be self-protective or humble and servant? When I first met my wife, she's my friend at the time. She's like, yeah, you were a little bit stingy. I guess I came from a place where I needed, and remember, I told you guys that I went through a transformation. I went through a healing session. And it was, I forgot which one it was, but one was about money and the other one was about me believing that I wasn't enough. And I can't remember, but it was a 5-day funk. It felt like one was 3 layers deep. I'm pretty sure it was the one, me not being enough. But when I did the money, I went 10 layers deep and I was in a funk for like a week. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I was like, everyone, leave me alone. My brain was just like, it was not in a bad way, but it was kind of like, okay, I need to process what just happened. Because it was kind of like I was cleaning out the subconscious mind and I was putting new thoughts of money, but I come from a family where money was never enough. And so when I first met my wife, she's like, yeah, you were a little bit stingy. And I was like, yeah, because I come from a background of money was never enough. Now, whoa, not even close. Not even close. It's like, I know that I make, a lot more, per month and stuff. So I'm like, okay, let's do this. Okay, let's do that. And I'm always investing. This money goes into this pot. This money goes into this pot, doing a lot of different things. And that's me being humble and servant, being kind and generous towards my future with my wife and other people. I would never buy Christmas presents. The first time I ever bought a Christmas present was 2022. My wife had to persuade me to buy like these coffee cups for the staff. And I was like, man, I ain't buying nothing for them. The thing is, one of them was a bitch and the other one was like, nah. But last year I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go buy some candles. I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna go do that. And it just felt so much better because I never felt like, oh my God, I don't have enough money. Never felt that at all. And so are you feeling a sense of attraction to other people, that connection? Do you want to help people? Now, the next one. Are your emotions at the end of each week allowing you to be fulfilled? That's emotional mastery. Okay. Me, getting rid of those toxic students. Because if I'm giving you service and that's all you say, and it was just a little bit of a miscommunication and you're not happy, hey, I'm gonna have to let you, or the bugaboo, the Kuwaiti bugaboo that I had to deal with. I'm like, you know what? Nah, I'm not gonna deal with this anymore. I'm good. Because to be honest with you, the relationships and how much I'm able to build matters so much more. I know people who are just there, and I'm just there to like, okay, give them service, and then okay, all right, yep, all right, fuck off. Like one girl, but the thing is, she comes from about 1, 2 years ago from that batch of students that's very toxic, right? And she's like, oh, at the conclusion of the course, I don't want to write a testimonial or the score or this. Can you not say anything? I'm like, oh, hell nah. If you had told me this before, I wouldn't even teach you. But okay, all right, all right. And then after you get that score and whatever you get, I'm never going to message you again. So there are things, not everything's going to be 100% peachy and stuff, but still. And what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, is it giving me that emotional mastery, like being grateful and fulfilled with life and with my students? With where they are, with where I am, who they are. I admire that. And I admire loving myself and liking myself and caring for myself. And so that ends up building that self-esteem, self-worth. And that idea of being fulfilled on a consistent basis, daily basis, that's what's important to me. The next one is, can I or can you, and that last one, bounce back from negative and intense moments? Yes, you have 1 hour feeling negative, but 2 hours later, could you reconnect? Could you feel more positive, more peaceful, and bring those sensations into your body? Last Sunday, Monday, we had a refrigerator that was delivered. Oh my God, it was spectacular. All right. And it's the first refrigerator that I could open up with a double door, both on the top and bottom. And so you know, it always brings me back to my humble beginnings, you know, and it's not just about having a one-door refrigerator. It's about just being able to see what, not hard work. I don't look at my teaching as hard work. A lot of people believe that and stuff, but I look at my consistent and passionate work that's finally paying off in developing an absolute home versus a house that I just used to live in 3 years ago with not much furniture. Hell, this office that I'm actually sitting in right now, it didn't have this L table. It didn't have the shelves behind me. You know, it didn't have this new air that was just installed not too long ago. You know, these are the things that are creating more of a home feel. You know, probably putting a bed in here so I can relax on a day just like I did yesterday. And it was just so fantastic being in a blacked out room in the middle of the day. These are just little things that I just feel like more home. When I come home, it needs to be a sanctuary for me. That's the beautiful part. And so, yeah, we do have negative moments. Yeah, I did have this woman did like scam me and she didn't even show up to my what is it, to my door. And I'm like, oh hell no, I am not gonna fucking get this goddamn use this service anymore because you guys are ass. All these different things, right? But I told myself, you know what? I'm gonna have a good day. And so we ended up cooking steak that night. We ended up rearranging a lot of things and stuff like that. And it ended up being an extraordinary day. I told myself, I said, Arsenio, you could be angry at a service, but that's it. You can have your funk for 10 minutes, but after 10 minutes, that's enough. So that bouncing back from the negative is real emotional fitness. And I also think it comes down to whether or not I'm assertive too. If I'm taking command of my life, being upfront, clear what I want, trying to do, trying to lead, being clear upfront. See, this is what happens when I let people come into my boundaries, right? I would have a lot of pushy students, and I'm just like, hey, you know what? You need to chill the fuck out. Okay. I would have time wasting students, and I'm like, okay, you are going to, and this happened like 2, 3 weeks ago, and this girl, she just disappeared for 3 days, said, hey, are we having class? I said, where's my money? You didn't pay. And I said, no, tomorrow. And I said, let me know if you can do the Zelle payment. Okay, 30 minutes before class, again, the second day, no payment. I said, you know what? I'm busy. I ain't got time for this shit. I'll let you know when I'm free. Get the fuck out of my face. I'm guessing that she would pay at the conclusion of her lessons. So that right there, no. As a matter of fact, I should be doing a consultation right now with the lady who wasted my time already one time. I give a two-strike policy. I was waiting for her. It was 15 minutes in. I said, oh, hell no. Nah. Normally I do the, of course, stop loss worry. What is it? Napoleon Hill, stop loss worry. I think it's win and influence people. And I say, listen, you got 10-minute threshold. That's it. And so she messages me 17 minutes after the meeting had already started. Hello. You didn't show up. Next thing you know, she books. I woke up early in the morning and I saw, who is that that booked? And then I realized it was her. And I was like, she better show up. This time I gave her only 5 minutes. After that 5 minutes, she didn't show up again. Can you imagine if she ends up coming into my sessions and she comes in that late? See, it's about being assertive and saying, okay, that was the second time that happened. You wasted my time again. I could have been doing a lot. I could have been working out a little bit longer, but yet I am here for you trying to do this consultation and you wasted my time again. The first time, 17 minutes, you said hello. And the next thing you know, this day, the second and last day, you didn't show up in the first 5 minutes. So I just said, hey, you know, this, that. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to block her. That's it. You're done. Just like that other girl. You're wasting my time. Pay before the class. Am I not clear about that? It's all about being assertive. And so I know when my emotions are off because, you know, I stop putting myself out there too. And it just seems like a lot of people's agendas, they end up becoming yours. That's why it's very assertive, especially with my job. And, you know, they're like, hey, Arsenio, you're going to teach on Sunday. I said, no, man, my wife is having a procedure. They're like, no, you have to. Well, no, because my wife actually told them that I would be free. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be free. I would like to know what department you're going to be in. I'm going to come with you, and then I'm going to take a little grab back home, and I'm taking the day off. That's all there is to it. And the next thing you know, my wife accidentally told them because they called her. They're like, yeah, he could teach till this time. And then they were like, hey, okay, we confirm. I said, well, hold on. I said, no. And I felt I was mad. I was like, okay, How am I going to handle this? I said, excuse me, this is a little bit of a miscommunication here. I'm not coming in Sunday. I had told you this before. I don't know why you're trying to reconfirm. I am not coming in. Those are boundaries. Just happened this past Wednesday. Hey, Arsenio, where are you? Your student's here. What? Thursday, I didn't want to come in, but I had to hurry up and fill in this student, and I ended up feeling sick. I said, well, I guess I wasn't meant to put in. I need to be a little bit more assertive. And when that happens, and that, you know, I'm going to feel a hell of a lot better. But again, it all comes down to being attentive of the areas that I need to be better at. And that is your goal for next week. So with that being said, people, stay tuned for more. Over and out.